Hello, this is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, it's Emily. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. Just wanted to catch you now that we're officially in December, see if there's anything you need here.
Well, I have a young boy that's looking for a natural diamond. He has a very small budget, though, $3,000 to $4,000 out the door with the ring.
Okay.
And for a natural, so I'm thinking maybe a 75 pointer. I like to do nice stones like FDS1,
yeah.
But I don't know what you have in his budget.
Are we talking rounds?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull up here. Let's see what we got. So if he wants to be $3,000 to $4,000 out the door for the whole ring, where do you think you want to be your cost?
Somewhere around $2,000.
Okay.
Or lower. $1,400. I don't know what natural things would cost anymore.
Oh yeah, we can get what you're looking for in that. Can you use medium fluorescence as long as it's not affecting the stone?
No, I don't like fluorescence.
No. Okay. Well, I have a 70 pointer then. That is an E as an elephant, VS2 GIA. Excellent, excellent, very good. No fluorescence, and it's $1,488 your cost.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to open this up and see what else I see as well.
Okay. Getting caught on my necklace. I had tried to go to the Virtual Diamond Boutique, and then I went to RapNet, and I couldn't. I typed y'all in, but nothing came up in the 70-pointer range.
Oh, weird. Yeah, we have a bunch
here.
I have some SI 1G colors. I have a GVS1.
What's the GVS1? What is that one?
I actually like this one a little bit better. The make is a little bit nicer. It's a 71 pointer G color VS1 GIA. Triple excellent with no fluorescence, and your cost is $1,633.
Okay. All right. Let's see. That one sounds kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Got a ton of brilliance.
Yeah, I don't like the VS2s for some reason.
I
always see the inclusions in the VS2s.
Gotcha.
VS2s aren't like they used to be.
Right.
At all.
Well, this one is actually a pretty crisp VS2. I mean, what I could do is always send you both if you like. I just see a tiny little white crystal, but that's it.
Yeah, no, one would be enough. Let me ask Kim. Let me give me your phone number and put it right here by the 0.71.
Yep. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 800.
Mm-hmm. 874. Mm-hmm.
8768.
Mm-hmm.
Extension 115.
Extension 115. Okay.
Yep. I'm here another hour, and we're shipping free for tomorrow. So, if you would like it, and I'm here tomorrow too, 10 to 5. So,
why don't you go ahead and ship it?
Okay.
The GVS1.
GVS1. I gotcha. I'll grab it right now.
Yeah, because what was wrong with the EVS2 at the EVS2?
It was excellent, excellent, very good. But it does have a little bit of shallower depth, so I the make on the GVS1 to me was a little bit nicer.
Okay, send me that one.
Okay.
And I'll see if we can't do that. And would you send it to the FedEx Ship Center?
Yep, let me double check here where we got it in our system. The one at 112 Enterprise Row, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I'll get it to the ship center for tomorrow, okay?
Well, thank you. Called it the right time.
I know. It was fate.
In RapNet, I know. And I said, well, why don't they have any? Then you called. So,
always check with me. Always let me know when you don't see something like from us, Let me know, because I mean, sometimes just not all of our inventory has made it up there yet, because we have a lot of new inventory every day lately.
Okay. All right. Okay. You got it. And I will let you know on this and after I get it tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, dear.
Bye.